I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My thighs still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold. Not for $1 million will I sell my soul. Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast. We are back here with the Mia Made It series, and of course, I'm back here with Mia Made It. Mia, say what's up to everybody.
What's up, guys?
All right, guys, we are here again to cover night 2 of SummerSlam from Minnesota. Where are they again? I don't know why I keep... It is Minnesota.
Minnesota, yes.
Yeah, Minnesota. SummerSlam live from Minnesota. This is obviously Sunday, August 2nd. This is at 5 Eastern, 3 p.m. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific time. And obviously ESPN in the United States and Netflix internationally. We got 6 matches to talk about. We can, you know, talk about if you want to kind of just get a little recap on how yesterday was, what you thought it was like. Any favorite matches from yesterday? Anything stick out in particular?
I think if I had a favorite, it was the 6-woman tag team match with Fatal Influence. I really liked the way that one went.
I agree. I mean, that's always going to be my first pick. I think that the whole Nikki Bella thing coming back, turning on Paige, that's going to be an interesting story. And then, of course, like we talked about, Fatal Influence. I mean, continuing to give them victories and continuing to build them up. You know, they looked like stars last night. So that was a great match. My personal favorite of the night, I think, had to have been Liv versus Io. I think Liv continues to prove why she is the champ. First defense in 100 days, obviously. I was going to make a joke, but yesterday was quite the night. I'm not going to lie. We did drink a little bit too much. Not me, obviously. Not we, but the 3 and the D. So I'm a little bit lower energy. And as everybody knows, it was a party of the summer. So I had a great time. I'm ready to watch night 2, and I'm ready to relax while doing it. Do not plan to have any other drinks tonight. So, but yeah, night number 2, I thought Liv was the match of the night again, because anytime Io's involved with the match, it's going to be at least a 3.5 star or above in my casual opinion. And then, of course, Liv Morgan just kind of has an understanding on what to do as a WWE superstar, as a champion, and as an icon right now. So Liv Morgan versus Io Sky was my favorite. Obviously, I mean, let's go through what happened, just the results from night 1 real quick. Cody versus CM Punk. CM Punk takes the victory, retains the undisputed WWE championship against Cody Rhodes. With interference from a returning Randy Orton. Randy Orton shows up, RKO's Cody Rhodes, and that story will be continued. Liv versus Io. Liv retains against Io Sky, retains the Women's World Championship. The Usos and Jacob Fatu versus Royce Keyes, LA Knight, and Solo Sikoa. If I'm not mistaken, that 6-man tag team match, who won that one?
That one was LA Knight, Royce Keyes, Solo.
Okay, so that was LA, Solo, and Royce Keyes. Fatal Influence versus Nikki and Brie Bella and Paige in a 6-woman tag team match. Fatal Influence takes the victory in that one with Nikki Bella turning on Paige. We get to see what happens there between Brie and Nikki. Possible Brie Bella injury. I don't know, so maybe Nikki Bella goes forward and feuds with Paige. Gunther versus Nick Aldis. Gunther taking the victory, tapping out Nick Aldis. And, of course, the Hell in a Cell main event match between Oba Femi and Brock Lesnar. Oba Femi taking the victory over Brock Lesnar. And in what looked like I feel like or maybe actually happened. Maybe it was just a fever dream, but Brock Lesnar officially passing the torch to Obafemi, saying, I'm the past, this is the future. And Obafemi taking that victory over Brock Lesnar in the Hell in a Cell match at SummerSlam Night 1. So those were the results. Like I said, is there anything you want to say about any of the matches? Anything that happened?
No, overall, I think it was a pretty good night. I'm really excited for tonight, though.
I think it was a very good night one. I don't think any match really missed outside of a couple things, couple issues that I have had. You know, the obvious main point coming out of the Brock and Oba thing is, should Brock have been, you know, power bombed into the 2x4s instead of, you know, directly onto the mat? Whatever. You know what I mean? Story was still told, still makes sense. You know, didn't like that he got up from the tombstone, you know, after being tombstone onto the bare mat. But again, not a big deal. I understand Oba's the future, Brock's the past. Let's keep it moving. Cody Rhodes versus Randy Orton. Huh. I mean, bless you.
Thank you.
There's going to be a feud coming out of that. Shout out to Io Sky, like I said, always putting on a show. I thought it was a really, really stacked night one, and I enjoyed it quite thoroughly. I think from top to bottom, there wasn't any match that I wasn't really interested in outside of just, you know, having conversation during. But, yeah, night one, I think overall, what would you give it as far as grade-wise?
Grade-wise?
Yeah, A, B, C, D, F.
I think I'd give it like a...
I give it a B.
A B, yeah.
Right. I give it a B. It was a solid show. Again, there was little things that prevented it from being an A, but... nonetheless, extreme star power, great matches, insanely good setup, you know, the stage and, you know, obviously the stadium they were at. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I was not disappointed with the way that it went. Night two, can they follow up? Here we are. We have six matches to talk about. I already know what my favorite match, I mean, what the match I'm waiting for is, so... Go ahead and tell us, Mia, what the six matches we can expect to see are and who will be involved in each of them.
Okay, so the first match we have is Trick Williams. I was messing with this down here. was Trick Williams versus Baron Corbin for the United States Championship. Then we have a Intercontinental Championship match with Penta versus Chad Gable. Then we have a match between Dominic Mysterio and Danhausen. There was something like special about that match, but I can't remember what it was supposed to be. One of my friends told me last night.
I saw that too.
I would text that
human
friend.
Human money's on a pole match, yes. Or something like that, right?
Yes. There you go.
They're fighting for the human monies that SummerSlam Housen owes Judgment Day Housen. So go ahead.
Then we have a women's ladder match with Charlotte Flair, Jade Cargill, Tiffany Stratton, Chelsea Green, and Lash Legend, right, for the WWE Women's Championship. Then we have a undisputed WWE Championship number one contender match with Sami Zayn versus Finn Balor. And then we have the World Heavyweight Championship match with Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins.
Man, there's at least three bangers on here that I can't wait for. But the absolute apex of tonight for me is going to be the five-woman ladder match. Because we are officially... Let me not do it. It was about to be a spoiler, so... Mia, which match do you want to talk about first, and where do you want to go first with this? I'm thinking we go Housen and Dom.
Yeah.
Right, and then we'll go Finn and Sammy, and then we'll go championships, and then, yeah, all the championship matches. We got four championship matches on this card, by the way. In night one, we had what? One, two? Only two?
I think so.
Yep. Yeah, so we got four championship matches tonight. We got the World Heavyweight Championship with Reigns and Rollins. We got the... And we got a number one contenders match. So five matches out of the six have serious stipulations. And then, of course, the most important one out of all of them, six out of six, actually, with the Human Money's on the Pole match with Dom. Yeah. You know, so...
Totally random.
I want to know... I mean, I'm very curious if that's actually a thing and if that's actually what they're doing tonight.
One of my friends, he was explaining it to me last night.
But
like,
it is?
What it's supposed to be.
It is a thing?
Yeah, and I was like, I didn't understand. It was weird.
Well, I imagine it's probably like a briefcase or something or a bag that's going to be like maybe, on a pole. Yeah. I mean, they've done it before. Have you seen them do like, they've done them before where they have a pole attached to the, to the top rope. I mean, not to the top rope, to the turnbuckle in the corner. They have it going up. It's probably like maybe 5, 6 feet, 7 foot, however high they can reach. That's reasonable. And then they put whatever object it is they're fighting for.
Up there.
They used to do like, or at one point, all of the like more dedicated wrestling fans in the chat that are listening know what I'm talking about, but they used to put like whether it was like a kendo stick up there, they'd put a chair up there, they'd put whatever weapon, it would be up there, they'd fight, whoever gets it can use it first, obviously, or whatever. So I imagine this is going to be a spinoff of that, and it's going to be the comedic relief for the night, because a lot of bangers and a lot of very serious matches on this card.
Yeah.
Roman and Rollins, which is going to be probably cinematic AF, if I'm going to be honest, right? Reigns and Rollins, we know. Let's get into the match, right?
Yeah.
Let's get into the match. Let's talk about Danhausen and Dominic Mysterio in a Human Money's on a Pole possibly match, you know?
Possibly.
So, big question mark on that one. Danhausen versus Dom. Is there any way that you could look it up and see if that's like an official thing? Or is that an official thing?
That's what my friends were saying. That's how they announced it. But I would Google it.
Okay, well, yeah, Google it real quick, because I don't want to talk about it and it not be the case. And I don't want to not talk about it and it is the case. So
Yeah, it says Danhausen faces Dominic Mysterio in a Human Money's on a Pole match.
That's hilarious.
Featuring okay. 100,000 hanging above the ring at SummerSlam.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about Danhausen versus Dominic Mysterio's in a Human Money's on a Pole match with $100,000 on the line. That, let's not forget, Danhausen did steal from the Judgment Day. So yeah. What an insane match that we're even talking about. But, you got to get your reps in somehow. And Dominic Mysterio, you know, he's getting his reps in. He's figuring it out, doing what he needs to do. This is... one day Dom's going to be an absolute star in the WWE. Bigger than what he is today. Today's not that day, obviously, right? Because this is more like a Miz spot than it is anything serious. But...
I think it's going to be funny.
I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be...
Because we also have Ryan Garcia, who loves Dominic Mysterio.
That is also true. Okay. Mia, what do you think's going to happen? Tell us... tell us what you think's going to happen. How do you think this is going to go?
Who do you want to
win is what I meant. Because, I mean, obviously in a match like this, anything can happen. I don't think any of us can predict what's going to happen in the match. Who do you want to win, and who do you think's going to win?
Normally, I would want Dom to win, but I feel like since like the whole Judgment Day is cursed, I feel like Liv is going to be the only one that breaks the curse. I don't think Dom's going to.
Shout out to Liv.
Especially iconic. Since there's the mini Housens. And I think all of those mini houses could take down Ryan Garcia and JD McDonagh in the corner.
The mini houses.
Because I don't know, they're like minions. They can't get rid of them.
They keep coming. Danhausen is huge right now. Merchandise seller, I think he might be number one, if I'm not mistaken, if not top three, up there with you know, the biggest merch sellers today in the WWE. Huge. The gimmick's obviously working. Dominic Mysterio obviously can afford a loss today in a match like something like this. The Judgment Day can afford a loss in a situation like this. I think it's pretty clear where this one's going, especially with the whole Dominic Mysterio being cursed thing. But out the greatest women's world champion of all time, Liv Morgan, did overcome the Danhausen curse. So, you know, we were talking about how strong, how powerful it could possibly be yesterday on the podcast. Today we're talking about how maybe it's not as powerful as we thought. I don't know. Maybe Liv is just the greatest women's world champion of all time, you know? But I think Danhausen's going to win for the simple fact that he is that guy right now. He is the top merch seller. People do want to see him win, and I think Dom and the Judgment Day can very much afford to catch a nail here. Yeah. So, normally, like you said, I would go with Dominic Mysterio. That's my boy. That's the guy. But today, I think Danhausen, again, I'm going to think with my wallet, and I think that's where the money is. So,
since you're going Danhausen, I'll go Dom. But that's because Dom has Ryan Garcia on his side, and I really like him.
Oh, man, that's true, because what if Ryan Garcia comes out and knocks out all the Minihausens? And then what is Danhausen supposed to do? Can we not get Ryan Garcia cursed, please, tonight?
Guys, he has a fight coming up, please.
He has a fight coming up September 12th, okay? We don't need Ryan Garcia getting cursed by Danhausen and, you know, killing the momentum that we would have going forward after a big Ryan Garcia win, or actually going into his title reign. So, the fact that he's even in this conversation right now and in this event, it actually makes me a little uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie, but I get it and I understand. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do, but, oh, see, now you got me stressing over something completely different, because I was stressing earlier because I had a headache. Now I'm stressing because our boy Rhino might get cursed, and then we're going to be, okay, so.
Just stop thinking about it.
I was going to say, now my headache is taking over. No, okay, so I think Danhausen, you're going to take Dom. I should have taken Dom because Ryan Garcia is probably going to knock out all the Minihausens and end up, that's going to be funny. I think it's going to be when they have this match, I would imagine it's probably going to be in the middle of the entire event for that relief. But I think that's going to make or break the match. You obviously can't open the match with something like this, or if you do, it needs to bring a lot of energy and a lot of fun. And I think that's exactly what this match is going to do tonight. That being said, comedic relief over. Let's get into some championship matches. Let's get into some number one contender matches. Undisputed WWE Championship number one contender match between Mr. Finn Balor, the Prince, and the last real good guy, Sami Zayn. Who wins? Who do you want to win? What do you think happens?
Guys, I think my answer is pretty obvious. I hope Finn Balor wins. I want him to win, and I believe he's gonna win. Did Sami not just have a championship? Like,
he did for 9 days. He had the WWE championship.
Okay, see, guys, he doesn't need to go back for it. I have been on the Finn Balor train for a really long time, and I've talked about it on the podcast multiple times about how Finn Balor is the king who never was, the prince who never became a king. Like, that's just like that just has so much aura to it.
We thought he'd be in the triple threat match with Roman and CM Punk.
Y'all would hate if we booked WWE for for a month. I really hope Finn wins, and I think it's long overdue for him to. It's shocking that he's even in the number one contenders match. But it's because he's going to win, and then he's going to go on to beat CM Punk.
It is very shocking to
see. Gotta be open-minded.
It is very shocking to see Finn Balor there. But I'm glad that you gave why Finn should win, because I'm about to give you the reason why Sammy shouldn't win. And shout out to Denise Salcedo of Busted Open Radio. I think made one of the best points when it comes to Sami Zayn as a wrestler and as a champion. And I'm going to parrot that idea right now into the internet wrestling community. And a lot of people aren't going to like it, but that's okay. Sometimes I say things that a lot of people don't like, and sometimes my mouth gets me in trouble because sometimes I just be saying things, you know?
Yeah.
There was a time I believed in Sami Zayn. There was a time that I fell off the wagon. There was a time I wanted to believe again. Right now, currently, my overall diagnosis of what Sami Zayn is as a WWE superstar, and even more so as a champion, Denise Salcedo said it best again. She said, I think that Sami Zayn is a momentary champion. I think he is a champion where his championship reign is remembered as a moment, not so much as an entire year-long reign of who were his feuds, who did he feud with, what were the storylines that he got into, and how good were the promos, etc. I think Sami Zayn's championship reign was always meant to and supposed to be a moment. I think it was supposed to be Daniel Bryan winning at WrestleMania. I think it was supposed to be Kofi Mania. I think it was supposed to be a snapshot, and I think it was supposed to be a moment that happened, passed us by. Eventually we return to one or two more times before he retires or whatever, but I don't think this time and this moment right here is the time to go back to Sami Zayn as champion, even if he does win this match and go on to face CM Punk. I think there's a lot of feuds that CM Punk can get into that are a lot more interesting than what it would be if Sami were champion. That's fair to say. All that being said, injecting Finn Balor into the WWE Championship picture would not be a bad idea, and it is actually, I think, what I hope they end up doing. It's been so long since Finn Balor's been in a real WWE Championship picture. I think not even too long ago he was fighting for the World Heavyweight Championship, against Seth, right?
He did it.
And but the WWE Championship picture obviously is up here compared. So I think Sammy's a momentary champion. I think Finn Balor is somebody who had all the potential in the world. Injury derailed that. 10 years of nothing happening. I think it's about time to give him an opportunity again and see what he does, especially now that he is no longer with the Judgment Day. That being said, nothing against Sami Zayn as an in-ring talent, as a superstar. I just don't see it as a champion. He has to prove it to me the same way he has to prove it to everybody else. So that's ultimately my take on this match. I am going for Finn Balor, and I do want Finn Balor to win this match because I think Finn Balor versus CM Punk is a lot more interesting, in my opinion, than Sami Zayn and CM Punk. I'm going Finn.
I am also going Finn Balor.
All right, that locks down that one. The next match that we are going to talk about, we have Penta versus Gable, and we have Trick versus Corbin. Both equal importance, both mid-card championship defenses. Which way do you want to go first?
I say we can go Penta and Gable.
Okay, so Penta versus Chad Gable for the Intercontinental Championship. This one, I'm not going to lie to you, I haven't followed, nor do I even know what's going on here.
Me either. The last time I saw Chad Gable, he was still
Grande.
El Grande Americano.
I
think
he won a number one contenders match.
Chad Gable did.
He did?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's...
I will say this. Here's one thing about this match is if you are planning on giving Chad Gable the Intercontinental Championship for a serious run, by all means, please do it. Make it happen. I want to see it. I'm all in for it. If this is just one feud to start establishing Penta as a champ, because haven't seen Penta defend his IC championship once, but I haven't really been watching like that, so I can't really speak from too much confidence, but I'm also with that. If this is just a feud that's being kicked off and it'll be from this one to the next one, whatever. But Chad Gable, I think, is very much deserving of holding a championship, whether tag team, so whether mid-card, whether, you know, world championship.
Well, I think it might be time. I saw him say this will be his first singles championship ever.
Gable?
Really? He said that he's never had a singles championship.
He's never held the IC championship before?
This will be his first time.
Well, that makes it even...
If he was to win.
That makes it even more certain for me that I'm going to go with Gable. I mean, I think it's time. I think he's more than capable of doing it. He can obviously cut promos. He can make people buy into his character, even if his character is something like, you know, some nonsense that they just tell him to go out there and do. I think we're far past the time to
give him a title.
Give Chad Gable a title. Not only give him a title, but also establish him as a serious threat. So yeah. I'm going to go with Chad Gable.
I'm going to have to agree with you. And I'm going to go with Chad Gable. Like you said, it's long overdue for a title. I was shocked and I found out that this would be his first singles championship. And I think he would be a great champion. He's a great wrestler. I haven't heard him on the mic in a while, so I wouldn't know where to judge him on that part, but I do think he's a very well put together wrestler, and I want him to win tonight because, please, guys, he's never had a championship before. Give him one chance.
Come on. Now, Gable is he's a very capable wrestler. It's very arguable that he might be one of the best, like, just pure wrestlers on the roster. Like, just overall sport of wrestling, best to do it in the ring. The next match that we're going to talk about Trick versus Baron Corbin for the United States Championship. This is Trick Williams versus Baron Corbin. This one's not going to take too long, right? I mean, I'm just going to say my pick right now. My pick is Trick, you know, so Trick Williams. I'll let you pick first, and then we'll get into explaining why, etc.
I have a feeling that they're going to have Baron Corbin win. I don't know. It's not like I want him to win. I've never liked Baron Corbin. Shout out to him. He's a good wrestler. I just have never liked him. I don't know what it is. I'm sure he's a great guy. I think it's because he was beefing with Pat when I first started watching wrestling, and I was like, no.
Bum-ass Baron.
This isn't gonna work with me. But I do think since he just came back, maybe they're just trying to build him up to be a star again. And maybe they're going to have him beat a younger talent. But then if Trick was to beat Baron Corbin, it would be him beating a veteran, right? Mm-hmm. Would Baron be considered a veteran?
Yeah, definitely.
So I think it would also look good on Trick Williams' part.
This one, I would be very, 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 very upset if they have Baron Corbin go over Trick Williams here. Like you said, it feels very possible because I feel like they might have the veteran come in, take it from him because he's younger, and then they ignite a feud that ends up going forward, and Trick eventually either gets it back or loses it, and Baron ends up the United States champion, moving on to another feud, etc. Trick goes on to do other things. Very disappointed that this isn't Carmelo Hayes that we're seeing right here. Trick versus Melo. I feel like that's where it was going. Am I wrong? Was it not going in that direction?
For a bit, it was.
Right? Was it not Trick, Carmelo, and Ricky Saints?
Yeah, it was going that way for a little bit, but I know Ricky Saints got injured. He's written off TV right now.
Oh.
And I think Melo just went to go get married recently.
Man, did he?
I think he just got... Or no, he's not married. He's... I know his wedding is coming up, but I don't... I know he said that's not the reason why he got written off TV.
There better be a reason why Carmelo is not in this... In this story right here, and that is bald, bum-ass Corbin.
Oh, my gosh.
But... It should also be said that maybe they're saving it for WrestleMania. It's possible that they're saving the Trick and Melo show for, you know, something bigger. I don't know what exactly is bigger than your third biggest calendar scheduled event, like on your calendar. But maybe they're showing, they're saving it for like a WrestleMania spot.
Oh, apparently Carmelo isn't out. They just aren't showing him on TV.
Damn, guys, what's going on with Melo? Why y'all doing my boy like that, bro? You gave him the ruthless aggression John Cena promo.
This thing is, why isn't Carmelo Hayes on SummerSlam?
That's what I want to know too. That is very much what I want to know too, because how this isn't Trick versus Melo and it's Trick versus bum Baron ass Corbin. Bald Baron Corbin makes no sense to me. I'm very disappointed by this decision. My pick is Trick all day. I need it to go over. I want it to go over, and it has to go over. Trick Williams is a absolute megastar. I want to say this bold take, but I think he might have the best entrance in wrestling right now.
I can see it.
I think he might have the best entrance in wrestling. The spotlight that makes, like, the mannerisms of the way he stands and he's looking around. The dude knows how to control the camera. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He knows how to control the spotlight. Trick Williams, bro, if they're going to take the belt off of him, don't stop putting gold on that dude.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't make any sense to stop putting the rocket on this guy. I think he has a complete understanding of the game. I think he's very serviceable in the ring, and I say serviceable for a reason, because he's not the best in-ring competitor I've ever seen in the world, but he can do the job. Extremely good on the mic, obviously, and he has the character down to a T. Trick Williams, I think you don't stop gassing that Lamborghini up. You keep driving it and you see what happens. I'm going Trick all day. Baron, I'm sorry. No, you know, it's nothing personal, but this should have been Trick and Melo all day. I don't know what happened.
Trick and Melo. That's crazy that they were pumping up Carmelo for so many weeks, and ever since he came to the main roster, or at least when he went to SmackDown, and just to not be doing anything. It's going to be another Austin Theory situation.
Even on NXT, when he first came into NXT, they like... made him the rising star. They gave him the John Cena ruthless aggression promo, where he comes out and slaps a guy, and, you know, what do you think you have, or what quality do you possess that makes you think you can come out here with somebody like me? Ruthless aggression, bah, and he slaps him. That was a John Cena thing. They gave it to him. I mean, I kind of thought that was, you know, I thought that was a sign. And it's not that he can't.
Yeah.
It's not that he can't. It's not that he's not good on the mic. I mean, maybe it's because he's small.
Give Carmelo Hayes a chance. But Shawn Michaels was small, too.
And Shawn had the same issue because he was small. People didn't like him at first because he was so different. And then, obviously, the style and stuff like that. But Shawn came up in a big man's world, though, the game he was playing. Carmelo, I mean, small dudes are getting over like nothing nowadays. You know, look at Sami Zayn and Finn Balor fighting for the number one contender for the WWE Championship. But that is very much my question. What the actual F is going on with Carmelo Hayes? Because how he's not at least in the mid-card picture. Like, okay, like, if you're waiting for the Trick and Mello story and you want to push it off to WrestleMania or whatever, why not put him on Raw and have him chase the IC championship? Why not put a tag team on him with, you know, I mean, name your character, you know, why not throw him into the Street Profits or, you know, like, but doing nothing with him just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's WWE has a really bad habit of wasting superstars like the way they did with Austin Theory before he came back. And I hope that when the Vision breaks up, they don't put Austin Theory back in the locker room and just keep him there and bring him out for random main event matches.
I hope so too. First match I want to see when Austin Theory is done with the Judgment Day is Austin and Grayson. And that's why I hope they fast track Grayson Waller in NXT after his little crash out promo.
I love Grayson Waller.
To be fair, that, hey, we've been on the Grayson train for a while. So now that he's figuring it out.
Go back in. Yep. Look at the episodes.
Now that he's figuring it out, he's on this new gimmick. When it hits, because we know it will. You and I know it will. When it hits, guys, don't. I mean, when you do jump on the bandwagon, remember who's driving it, okay? Remember who's driving the bus, because first of all, we've been here the whole time, but that is the first feud I want to see, and or first big feud for Austin Theory and Grayson Waller is each other. And the future of the business looks very bright.
Extremely.
It looks very bright. I was saying it yesterday. I kind of, in a way, look forward to some of the people who are the current big stars retiring and letting some of these, or maybe even after post WrestleMania, where everybody kind of takes a break and it's a lot more of the newer guys. I look forward to that. But like I said, I am going Trick over Corbin.
And are we going ladder match
then? Yeah, okay. 100%. Unless you want to go the other one first. It's up to you.
But I think we can talk about the ladder match.
Ladder match. Okay. So your final pick for
Trick.
And then you said Finn for Finn versus Sammy. You said Dom for Dom versus Housen. And then you said Gable versus Gable Penta.
I think. I think I did.
And then I said Gable, I said Danhausen, I said Finn, and I said Trick. So, two matches to go. First match of the two that we're going to talk about. The 5-woman interim WWE Women's Championship ladder match between Lash Legend, Charlotte Flair, Jade Cargill, Chelsea Green, and Tiffany Stratton. Oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to do when it comes to pick time, because I'm struggling, I'm stressing, and I'm trying to survive, but feel like I'm drowning over here having to pick between Tiffy and Chelsea Green. But
I've been seeing that people are going to say saying that Alexa Bliss is going to be involved in this match somehow today, and today's going to be her heel turn, but it's not going to be
on Charlotte.
No, it's not gonna be a creepy heel turn. It's gonna be like the goddess heel turn that she's bringing, because she's been like hinting at that character.
I know people have been waiting for it and clamoring for the goddess gimmick to come back.
A lot of people think she's gonna attack Charlotte and put herself in the match.
Here's a question: are Chelsea and Tiffy gonna have a distraction moment that takes both of them out of the match, freeing up the opportunity for Jade Cargill to climb up there and win the interim WWE Women's Championship ladder match?
Oh, well, Tiffy and Chelsea are a team right now, right? Mm-hmm.
Do they bump heads in any way or try to help each other out too much to where they take themselves out of the match and Charlotte gets distracted with Alexa, possibly? I'm talking hypothetically. And Jade gives Lash Legend a finisher, a signature move, and walks up the ladder and finishes it. That is what I hope doesn't happen. Not because I don't want Jade to win, but because this match needs to and has to end with Chelsea Green climbing the ladder and pulling that WWE championship off of that whatever it's hanging on. There's two ways you could do it. You automatically transition, which this is the way less likely because the IWC would flip, but transition her into a real contender, a serious champion. Not gonna happen. Or number two, oops, look what I fell into. I accidentally became WWE Women's Champion.
I feel like that's more of the
right
the case.
Like she's gonna climb up there or something, almost fall off of the ladder and like take the belt down with her or something and fall through a table at the same time. They're listening. They're gonna hear us and they're gonna do exactly that.
They're on to us.
Yeah, oh, that's a good idea. That being said, Chelsea Green is my only pick. Tiffany Stratton, I love you absolutely. Maybe next year or maybe next month, you know, you could take it off of Chelsea. But please, 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 please let Chelsea win this match. Have Chelsea win this match. Book Chelsea to win this match. I stood on top of this table not too very long ago. It's been kind of long ago. Yeah. Last episode.
Well, you literally said last episode, I can't wait to talk about Chelsea Green.
Here we are.
Literally here we yesterday.
Are. Ain't no better time than right now. But a few months ago, I stood on top of the table when we did our top 10 superstars episode, both women and men. And I explained why Chelsea Green was in my top 10. And it was before they kind of started pushing her. Now they're pushing her. Now they're pushing her in some direction. I don't exactly know where they're going with her, but they are pushing her in some direction. Stood up on the table, explained why she was number four on my list, and I am praying, begging, hoping that today is the day that we find out why. Because again, in a goofy way, in a serious way, in a victim way, however you want to spin it, that's Chelsea Green can do it. Triple H said it. She's the type of girl that whatever you want her to do, anything you need her to do, she's gonna do it, and she's gonna do it well. There is no other answer. Obviously, I could talk about Lash Legend would be fresh blood in the women's title picture. You can make a megastar immediately by putting the belt on Lash Legend. Obviously, I could talk about Two Belt Tiffy would be absolutely insane. I'm cool with that. You could talk about Jade and how money she would look like with the second WWE championship run. You could also talk about Charlotte giving her back the title, but there is no other option. There is no other choice, and my only pick here is and always will be, as I pledge my allegiance to the greatest, longest reigning, most beautiful, fastest, funnest, funniest, most amazing United States Women's Champion of all time, Chelsea Green. That's where my pick's going.
And for me, it's, I don't know who I want to win. I would love to see Tiffany win because I'm a big Tiffany girl. Give her all the titles you can.
Facts. Put three and belts on her.
If I say Tiffy two belts and then it's an Austin Theory situation all over again, where Tiffy I sound crazy belts. This time instead of you sounding crazy, I can't handle another clowning situation. Charlotte could easily lead to her and Alexa breaking up, Alexa and her going for the title, and I would love to see it, especially because of the kind of the hints Alexa has been throwing recently of turning on Charlotte.
I was about to ask that.
Little rocky recently.
Has it?
Not rocky between the two of them. It's just you can tell Alexa is just like done. Like okay. She doesn't want to be in interesting. The situation. Okay. So I want it to be Tiffy, but for my love for Alexa Bliss, I'm gonna go Charlotte Flair. And I'm always down to see Charlotte with the title, just as long as they do something with her instead of her just holding if, it
if Charlotte titles. If Charlotte wins it, does that open up the possibility for Alexa Bliss to challenge and inevitably ultimately win it
eventually, hopefully,
and please, I mean, please get Alexa Bliss in the same sense we were talking about Finn Balor and how long it's been for him away from the title picture. Same thing for Alexa Bliss, please.
Yeah,
it's been far too long. But I wouldn't be opposed to seeing I see, right?
I think so. Yeah. I also,
you
like,
want to close that door? Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss, I wouldn't hate it if they split up already. I think it's about time. I think the women's tag team division is extremely strong, and I think you kind of did everything that you're going to do with Alexa and Charlotte. I don't think there's a lot more you're going to do, and if you were, I think you would have already done it. Does that make sense? I feel like if you were going to have more significant storylines with them, you would have already done it. I feel like if they were going to win more tag team championships together, they would have already done it. I feel like they've been together for a little while.
For a while. I think, right? They had a lot of potential, and I think it was just, I feel like they never really did anything
good. It never really went anywhere I thought it was going to go, to be honest. But, yeah. But that being said, who do you... Oh, you said Charlotte, right?
Yes, I said, yeah. Charlotte.
Okay, so how do you think Lash Legend is going to do tonight?
Lash, I hope she shows out tonight. I really love Lash Legend, and I see a bright future for her. And it's... I hope she doesn't let me down tonight. Like, JC Jane showed out yesterday. I hope Lash Legend shows out tonight. This is probably one of the best places for her to showcase her abilities tonight.
I'm very surprised you didn't go Tiffy.
I was going to, but I can just, like, see something in my head. When I have a vision, I need to go towards it.
Okay. Okay, well, I mean, again, Tiffy, this is a match I'm looking forward to the most. Anytime it's a ladder match, Hell in a Cell, table, anything that's extra stipulation, classic stipulation, please give it to me all day. So I'll take that one. That's my favorite. The next and last match we're going to talk about, Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins. World Heavyweight Championship on the line. I think we all know where you're going, right, Mia? So, would you like to take it first, or would you like to take it second?
you can go first.
Okay.
They already know where I'm going.
So, I feel like this is the ultimate ending to this story, right?
Yeah.
Is that, am I gauging that right? Am I kind of on the right track there? Like, this feels like this is the matchup, the final matchup of matchups, right? Like, they've had many matchups already against each other. They've had a very, very long story, long history. I mean, it's been, what, 15 years at this point? 10 years at this point since the Shield?
15, yeah.
Yeah, so, I
Who
mean...
Who did Roman beat for the title?
Roman beat...
Because he got it at WrestleMania because he won the Royal Rumble.
Not Cody. Who was it?
CM Punk? No.
Was it Gunther?
No.
No, it was CM Punk.
It was CM Punk?
Yeah,
because
that's when he told him, I'm picking you. He said, I'm picking you because I hate you. Yeah. Yeah, he beat CM Punk. I don't remember how. Oh, yeah, because remember we were talking about how Finn Balor, we thought he was going to be a part of that match.
WWE listened to us.
So, I think I'm okay with this being the last match. I think this story has been kind of long. I've never really been a super big fan of the Shield, but only because I didn't come back into wrestling until I think after they were already gone. After the chair shot, after, you know, kind of all of their history, all of the rise of Seth Rollins. So I kind of missed it. So I feel like I came in on this rivalry, Roman, Seth, very late. And, there's a reason I like a lot of the younger talents. It's because I came in and I got to watch them come from the indies or from the PC to NXT to the main roster, etc. And that's a lot easier to follow, and it's a lot more fun to follow. This one, I feel like I jumped in late, and I don't really understand what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
Think in about a way, it as if...
Don't really care what's going on, but... That'd be crazy to say, right?
Think about it in, like Game of Thrones terms.
Explain it to me.
You... Think about Trey is Seth, you're Roman. Mm-hmm. And... Y'all, I was going to explain it in, like, a throne way, but there's going to be somebody that's listening to this and be like, that's not right. Shut up. And I'm like, watch it. Chill.
No, I mean, because I know that it's the two best in the business right now fighting for who is the best in the business. Both of them are as good as the other. Both of them have, I guess, been through similar paths outside of the fact that Roman's obviously...
If you were the heir to the Iron Throne and Trey turned his back on you instead of siding with you and took it from you.
And that's what Seth did.
Just think that's the betrayal level.
Okay. No, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't hate it because it's obviously a big match. It's Roman versus Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
But... It's, I mean, I miss, like, the first five, like, matches that they ever had, you know? So, it's like...
I've also been hearing...
At this point, I'm just going to appreciate that it's two happening. Of the best of all time. Yeah, exactly, that it's happening.
I have been hearing rumors about, since Seth had told Roman during a promo, this might be our last match. This might be the last time we ever come across each other, wrestling-wise. And a lot of people are thinking they're going to have a John Moxley, Dean Ambrose, somehow, some way to bring him into it for their last, you know,
really? Go.
I think someone mentioned like AEW. He's been on AEW, but he hasn't been active. Someone's like been meant that he's been getting mentioned a lot recently. And a lot of people just think that he may or may not come back, even if it's just for the night.
And this is the main event, right? For tonight?
Yes, it should
be. Seth and Roman? No, I think it's going to be a great match. I think Seth and Roman, obviously, are the two. They're the epitome of what the WWE is at this point. Like, and then it's for the World Heavyweight Championship. I think it's going to be a classic. Again, to me, it's just hard to follow the story because I came into it so late. So I don't always have a lot to say about Seth versus Roman in particular. That being said, who do I think is going to win? I kind of feel like because Seth has never lost to Roman, I kind of think that he's due for a loss to Roman. But at the same time, Roman might be on his way out the door. WWE wise, he might be heading to Hollywood, and Seth might be very much due for a championship. But I have no clue. I don't know where it's going. If I'm being honest with you,
Roman was like, "What are you gonna do? Win it and then get hurt again?" And then I'm like, "Son, ooh. You're so like, you're low key right. You low key clocked my goat because he's always getting hurt." Oh man, that was tough.
That's true, though.
I remember the first time Seth got hurt, and it was like the end of the world.
You can't carry the company with a bad back.
Bad back, a bad knee, a bad neck, dude, everything.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, we're going to find out. Where do you think it's going to go, and who do you want to win?
I honestly, if I'm being honest, I don't know where it's going to go.
Me, I have winner-wise. No clue. I have absolutely no clue.
But I swore an oath that until Seth Rollins retires, he will have my vote on this podcast every single time. And I'm loyal.
I respect
Everybody it. Everybody who knows me knows I'm loyal.
I respect it.
I think there was only like one time that I almost voted against him, and I was like possessed in that moment. I like locked in randomly. I think it was Elimination Chamber, where Logan was in the Elimination Chamber as well.
And That's true.
I was like thinking, and I was like, oh, it's like, what about Logan? And then I locked in.
That's cool. I like that. 7 world championships for Roman, 6 for Seth. 2-time Rumble winner, Roman. 1-time Rumble winner, Seth. 2-time Money in the Bank for Seth. And 1,200, 1,300 day reign for Roman.
And I just want to say legendary. Seth has had 2 legendary cash-ins.
That is also true,
not
too.
Just one.
Arguably the best of all time, too.
The second one was crazy.
That's...
I was, like, clutching my pearls the whole time. I was scared.
But you're going with Seth? I'm going to go with Roman.
All the time. It shouldn't be a surprise, guys.
I'm going to go with Roman because he is our tribal chief. Acknowledge him. But, I don't really care which direction this goes. In the sense that I don't have a side that I've picked in this battle, in this war. I want to see a great match. I want to see a classic. I want to see a good story. I want to see physicality. Maybe possibly somebody busted open and
let it be Roman. Right.
End the night right. But that being said, anything else you want to add?
I don't think so, no. No? I'm okay.
Then that brings a close to the SummerSlam Night 2 podcast episode. See, guys, we told y'all we were going to do it. We told y'all we'd get Night 2 as well. But thank you, Mia, for joining us. Thank you guys for listening. Thank y'all for tuning in. This has been, obviously, D-I-G, the D to the 3 and D Signs and Sports Podcast. This has been Mia Made It, and this has been the Mia Made It series, the SummerSlam Night 2 preview. Guys, we will catch you on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.